Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Tzadik Zayin. The sugya starting on Daf Tzadik Vavim and Beis. The Gemara brought the Braisa. The Braisa says the Tanakama says it Shmurei Yayim Mevarchem Leim Shakel Nia Bedvarei. That if you take the wine sediment the Shmurim, pour water over them, and you get the taste of the wine in the water, you still make on that water that's flavored with the sediment of the wine, shakel. You don't make a bari priya gofen. If it has a taste of the wine, you would make it a bari priya gofen. Rabbi Rav Yosef Domer Tavayu, ain alacha ka'achayim, we don't pass it like a chayim, we pass the Tanakama, the bracha on the shmurim is shakel niyabidvari, not bari priya gofen. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava explains the machlokes. Rava says, everyone agrees if you put in 3 lugan of water, and you pull out 4 lugan of water. So now the ratio of how much wine you have here, the wine that you got from the shmarim, you must have gotten at least 1 lug from the shmarim. So the ratio now is 3 parts water to 1 part wine. Everyone agrees you make a bari priya gofen, because that is the share of mezig of wine. When you mezig wine, Rava says, Rava Tamei, he says, kol chamelei doyat chat las mailaf chamerhu. The way you're supposed to dilute wine, it's supposed to be 1 part wine to 3 parts water. He also says that everyone agrees if you put in 3 lugan of water and you take out 3 lugan of water, so kum dais, essentially nothing gained. See, it could be you don't have any wine here. You certainly don't have enough wine to be considered to be that the diluted thing is called wine. Everyone agrees it's nothing, you make a shahako. So what is the machlokes tanakam and acher? You put in 3 lugan of water, and he came back with 3.5 lugan. So the Tanakhama says that we only assume that the extra half a lug is the wine. The 3 lugan of water is the same 3 lugan of water that you put in. So the volume that increased was only a half a lug. A half a lug and 3 lugan is 6 parts water to 1 part wine. And that's not enough. That's not wine. And Achayim agreed to the etzim share of the dilution. But Achayim say, once you're getting an extra half a lug, we got to assume that you have more than just an extra half a lug. We got to assume that some of the water you put in is actually now in the shmarim, was replaced by the wine that came out of the shmarim. So you put in 3 and you got 3.5. That means out of the 3.5 you have now, 2.5 is water and 1 is wine. 1 and 2.5 meets the requirement of dilution, which would still be considered wine. Adkan the sugya sagamar. So in discussing the sugya, we have to discuss the 2 different sugyas that are here. The first is, what's considered wine? How much dilution, in regard to shmarin, perhaps in regard to wine itself, how much dilution is allowed, and we're still going to consider the final product to be wine? And what's a negeya, the din wine? It's negeya a lot of halachas. It's negeya whether you make a bracha, bari, priya, gofen. That's what Agamara discusses. It's negeya to kiddush. And it's negeya to yayin esach. If it's considered wine, so then if a guy touches it, it becomes aser. That's yayin esach. If it's not considered wine, then a guy touches it, it does not become yayin esach. And lechayr, the din of yayin esach, is lechayr the same din as brachas, like we'll see. And can be negay other halachas. But that's one sugya that we're going to discuss. When is it considered wine? And then there's another sugya, which comes up from this sugya. The other sugyas in Shas also that's negaya. That when the wine is asr, l'mashal, the wine is yayin esach, or the wine is tevel, or other isurim, truma, what is the sheer bittel of wine? Wine that's asr that mixes with water, is there a different shir bittel for that than for the usual shir bittel, which is usually shishim? Is there a different shir bittel when wine is mixed with water, like we'll explain? Now, regard to the first sugya, when is it considered wine? So, Agamara says a shir, that 1 part wine to 3 parts water is considered wine. What if it's more than 3 parts water? Because bad mission you could clear. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, according to the Tanakhama, which doesn't assume that any of the water got absorbed in the shmarim. Assumes all the water you have, all the water you put in, is the water you take out. So the Gemara says, you put in 3, and you get back 4. So that's good, because that's a dilution of wine, 1 part wine to 3 parts water. If you put in 3, and you get back 3.5, that's no good. Why? because you have six parts of water to one part of wine. You have a half wine and three water. That's six parts of water to one part wine, and that's no good. What about if it's in between? So the Emes says, in regard to Yayin Esech, the Shach, in Simon Kufchav Gimel, Sifkat Yudches, he names on in regard to Yayin Esech, when you put water on the Shmarim, and you put in three, and you get more than three and a half, but less than four, the Shach Nemzan is considered wine, and it would be a problem of Yayin Esech. You need six parts water to one part wine to make it ice wine, as I state in the Shach. But like Rabbi Kivega points out, Eifenart, and who had been the Goyin in Simon Reish Ayin Beis, who goes through the entire sugya, he's discussing Hilchus Kiddush there in Arachayim Simon Reish Ayin Beis, he says, Mefurish Lemaisa, the Gemara is very much mashma, not like the Shach, because the Gemara brings in Rav LeTameh. Why does the Gemara bring in Rav LeTameh that the share of dilution is one part wine to three parts water? What's that negeya? Even if it's not the share of dilution, till it's six parts, you would say it's wine. So why did the Gemara bring in the share of three parts water to one part wine? That's not negeya. Even if it's much more diluted, even if it's almost twice as diluted as that, you're also telling me it's wine. And it's more that way in the Rishbam, Mamish Mefurish. The Rishbam Divim Askel Pash, Pashlu says clearly that if it once it goes past the Shia of Chat Plas Maya, it's no longer wine. All the Rishayim also say it. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Dal and Arachayim Lagabi Brachas also says it clearly. It says that when you put three and you get back four, it's wine. Anything less than four, it's not wine. And all the Rishayim saying, very shver the Shach, Kimshuta, it's Mefurish, it's very mashman the Gemara, and Mefurish and all the Rishayim, that anything more than three parts water to one part wine makes it ice wine. But the Rosh and the Ran in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed, where there the Gemara says that Yayin Mazug does not have a din of Yayin Esach, so they bring down Rishayim that say, that what's the shear of Yayin Mazuk? If it's diluted, it doesn't have any Yayin Esach. So they bring down the shear from Agamara. Anything more than three parts water to one part wine, it makes it ice Yayin. And male, there's no din of Yayin Esach. If it's diluted more than three parts water to one part wine, it's not Yayin Esach anymore. That's what the Rosh and the Ran and Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed bring from Rishayim. But they say like this. They say, could be it's only a din by Shmarim. Shmarim aren't as chashiv. So Shmarim, if you dilute them more than the normal dilution that you're supposed to have for wine, then it becomes ice wine. Masha'en came by wine itself. It's not Shmarim. You're not pouring water on the wine sediment. You're taking real wine and pouring water into it. There you have more of a shear. And what is the shear in that case? So they don't give a specific shear. They say whatever people would still consider it wine, whatever is normal for people to do, and they drink it, and it tastes like wine, that's considered the shear meziga. By shmarim, which aren't chashiv, the only shear meziga is allowed is the optimal shear meziga, three parts water to one part wine. Any more water would already be ice wine. Masha'en came by wine itself. You're not limited to that shear. Whatever is normal is good. Here's what the Rishayim say, L'gabi Yayin Esach, and L'chari Avada, the same din would apply, L'gabi Brachas. The only thing is, L'alacha, we really go the other way. Because Rabbeinu Yonah, at the end of the sixth parak of Brachas, at the end of the Rif, and the end of the sixth parak of Brachas, the Midir Rabbeinu Yonah, he says a shtickle that the whole shear of three parts water to one part wine is dafka the Yonah Shalahem that were chazakim. They had very strong wine, so the proper dilution was three parts water to one part wine. Masha'en came the Yonah Shalanu, which aren't that strong. So there, we go with us, so what's the correct meziga for our wine? So really, it would be considerably less than three parts water to one part wine when we're dealing with our wines. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Reish Dalet. So what is the share? Again, the same share the Rosh and the Ran say. It's totally if it tastes like wine, if it's a normal thing, and people will still treat it like wine. If people who want to drink wine will still drink this and consider it to be wine, so then that means that's the Shia Meziga, and it still would have a din of Bari Pirogafen, you could still make Kiddush on it, there'll still be a din of Yayin Esach. If it's already diluted, it doesn't taste good, it doesn't taste like wine anymore, so then it's not wine. And that's the halacha l'maisa. Again, we said like this. The shear by shmarim, even though the shach says the shear by shmarim is l'maisa one part wine to six parts water, and it's only when it's 3 to 3.5 it's a problem, but anything more than 3.5 it's already considered wine. But l'maisa, the Rabbi Kivega, the Gayin, and Azayiz and Mashmayis of all the Rishenim, they say not their way. They say clearly the other way, that anything less than 4 is already not considered wine. Because if you're going to have more than 3 parts water to 1 part wine, that's already not considered wine. That's why the Gemara brought in the Ravel Tamei, Kol Chamed Odar Chat Las Mayel Av Chamruhu. But first of all, we have the Rosh and the Ranan of Eidazar, that's Dafka by Shmarim. By wine, gufa, you could make more water, as long as people still taste the wine. That's all Medina de Gemara. But then we have the Rebbeinu Yainan, as man is there, the Yainas are achaloshim, and male, you don't have 3 parts water to 1 part wine. But the aside remains the same. It has to be that's considered wine. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Reish Beis talks about what was common in his days to make the wine for Kiddush out of raisins. It was difficult for them to press the grapes. They would buy raisins and manufacture wine out of raisins by putting water on the raisins. So he brings a Mishkanus Yankov that wants to be machmer to treat raisins like shmarim and only allow it to be considered wine if you have 3 parts water against 1 part of what comes out of the raisins, of the lachlukas that comes out of the raisins. Mamish would be the same din as shmarim. It seems like the minig was not that way. The minig was not to be makbid that it should be 3 parts water compared to 1 part if it goes out of the raisins. The Mishnah Berurah says, you go bustle what tastes like wine. If l'maisa you produce the drink that tastes like wine, that's good. The only qualification he has is, and the Ramah says in Siman Reish Daled, and we'll get to soon why we need that, that even if it tastes like wine, you have to be careful not to have more than 6 parts water to 1 part wine. We'll see what the makar to that is. Anytime you have more than 6 parts water to 1 part wine, then it's not wine for sure, no matter what. So he brings Mekilim about that with the raisin wine also. Because some people say that you dan the 6 parts water. Now he says like this, so to be a problem, let's say you have 6 times as much water as you have raisins. So that's klar, that if you have 6 times as much water as you have raisins, that's klar, you certainly have more than six times as much water as what's coming out of the raisins. So that l'char zicha shouldn't be good, even if it tastes like wine. And he brings that some shittas hold that you don't dan the raisins on the volume of the raisins before you put them in, because the raisins could be reconstituted, and you dan the volume of the raisins after the water fills them up. But it doesn't hold that way. L'maisa, that's water. That doesn't count. It has to be that there's at least 1 part raisins even before you put it in to 6 parts water. And he also brings a sheet that could be the raisins have a kayach to turn the water into wine. It's the reconstitution story, I think. And because you took out the moistures out of the grapes, this water becomes the replacement moistures of the grapes. L'maisa, he doesn't hold that way. L'maisa, he holds that much you have to be makbid. That you can't have 6 times the amount of water and volume to the amount of raisins and volume. But he says, most of the times when they manufacture the raisin wine, there's plenty, he spoke to the people, they have much less than 6 parts water to 1 part raisins. Not a problem. Elamaiti machma, like the Mishkanus Yankov, that you need, that the raisins have a din like shmarim, and you need 3 parts water to 1 part of the lachluchis that comes out of the raisins. He says, listen, if you could afford it, and you could get good wine, that's kasha l'chaladeus, Avada Gavaldik, but he agreed to allow Klal Yisrael to do their minig with the raisin wine, which they weren't makbid like the Mishkanus Yankov, as long as it tastes like wine. That's the ikur. So this is the sugya Sagamara b'negei of what becomes wine. But like I said, there's a second sugya here. There's a sugya of what's the din bittul by wine, because the Ari Shainim that hold the din of bittul and wine and water is different than the din bittul by Shari Sur, and it partially comes from our sugya. Because the Gemara goes right. When the Gemara says is din that whenever it's the exact measurement, you put in 3 and you took out 3, then everyone agrees that it's water. Whenever you put in 3, took out 4, everyone agrees it's wine. The Machlokes is if you put in 3, took out 3.5. So the Gemara says, are they arguing about putting in three and taking out 3.5? Atnan hametamed. Metamed means that you're making tamed. You're putting mayim and shmarim. V'nosim mayim b'midah u'matzah k'day midasai. You put in an exact measurement of water, and it came out with exactly the same measurement. Potter, you don't have to take meister from it. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayim, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you have the exact measurement, you have to take meister from it. Akan le'pligi ala b'chdei midasai. So it sounds like dafka is the exact measurement, but if even if it's a little bit more than that measurement, it sounds like everyone agrees that there would be a problem with meiser. So Gemara says, no. Who then? I feel they're really arguing if it's more than the exact measurement, but they only mentioned the exact measurement. Tell you, even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda holds yichayev. So Taisus, the top Taisus, the maskel, who then? And the Rishonim ask Akasha, what's the shaychus here to the sugya of brachas if you make a bari priya gofen on it? Here we're talking about that the shemarim atevel, so l'chaya, even if it's not wine, but as long as the shemarim gave the taste into the water, so then that should be a problem of nais and tam. Any isser, the shemarim atevel, so the shemarim asatid, the shemarim atreif. And now they're putting a taste into the water. Is that din of tam keker? Tam keker might be deraisa, might be derabanan. But if it has the tam, even if the resulting mixture is not considered wine, you make a shakal libidvara on it. If a guy touches it, he won't make a yayin esach. But what happened to the fact that tevel is putting a tam into the water? Why isn't it also else that? As I affect taisus in the Rishonim. So taisus says the teretz. It's only kiyuha ba'alma. You got that words from the Gemara. When the Gemara brought right afterwards, what's the din if the shmarim have a taste of wine? Are they considered wine? He answered him a teretz. Do you think it's wine? Kiyuha ba'alma. It's just a flavor. So it's just a kiyuha. It's just a flavor. It's not really a taste. The Gemara Lechar only said it to tell you it's not wine. And Tais is saying it to tell you that it's Bechlal not considered Nesinus Tam, it's Kafra Ba'alma. What's Pshat in the Teretz? So the Emes is a Mechleikas Yishayim, and this is brought in Daf Ayin Gimel in Avodah Zarah. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel, and it's a Mechleikas Yishayim, how to learn up the Pshat. The Gemara ostensibly there says that if you take a cup of Yayin Nesach and mix it with a cup of regular wine, or who would then a cup of chuma and mix it with a cup of chulin? You say, the Gemara says, you say, Salekis mina kimisha'enai, b'she'enai mina rabal of muvatlai. In other words, every wine has wine and water in it, right? Every wine, like we're saying, the standard maziga is one part wine to three part water. So if you learn the Gemara kipshutai, what the Gemara is saying is that you mix chuma, a cup of chuma wine with a cup of chulin wine, or a cup of yayin nesach with a cup of regular wine. So you ignore the chulin wine, you ignore the kasher wine, and you have now six parts water connected one part of the usher wine. Each wine has one part wine to three parts water. You mix the two together, so you have two parts wine connected to six parts of water, but one of the parts of the wine is chulin, or kasher wine. So you have basically one part of Yayin Nesach Uchuma, connected six parts of water, ignore the other wine, and She'ein Amina Rabbah V'mavatlai. Because Mim B'minai doesn't work. You can't be Mavatal Chuma Mim B'minai, because you need 101 to Mavatal Chuma Mim B'minai. You can't be Mavatal Yayin Nesach Mim B'minai, it's not Batal Mim B'minai, it's Asa B'mashu. But She'ein Amina, you could be Mavatal, and you have both together, that's the Gemara as you say. You say in your day, Salekis mina kimishainai, Mishaina mina rabba mavatlai. So the way we're reading the Gemara, it sounds like six parts water can mavatl one part wine, as El Lechar state in the Gemara. And that's how the Re learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban, Eifenart, says, Avadanat. Can't be mavatl min bishaina minai, one part wine and six parts of water, the din is shishim. When you want to be mavatl yayin nesach and water, but you want to be vatal chuma in water, min b'she'en aminai, the din is shishim. Everyone knows, min b'she'en aminai, need shishim. So he learns the Gemara, it's not an equal cup. You have much more chuma wine, much more yayin esach, that altogether the water makes it 60. So this is the Rabban Shita, that wine and water, you need 60 to mevatel it. And that's how he learns it the Gemara, that we're not talking about equal cups of water, we're talking about a much bigger cup of yayin kasher, or a much bigger cup of chulin with the truma. We're just bringing that yisayin of slaykes minik mishayinim v'shayinim mina rabba of mevatelay. But the Ri, and it's brought down there in the Ran, and in the Rajba, the Teres Abayis, the Rajba, and these two shittas are in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Kuf, Lama Dalad, in the Tur, holds that wine and water is bottle 1 in 6. That's the halacha. If it's 6 times the amount of water and wine, it's bottle. And what's the pshat? Because the Nosach L'Shainim say is that it's Kiyuah B'Alma, like the Bataisa says here. It's not nice and tam l'shvach. When you have such a dilution of the wine, you don't really, it's not, it doesn't give a good taste to the water. It just gives a flavor to the water. It's not really the taste of the wine. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. The Ri holds that wine and water is an exception. Wine doesn't give tam into water. It just gives kiyua. It doesn't give a tam l'shvach. It gives a psalais and tam l'fgam. So you don't have the regular shir shishim. And he learns it up in the Gemara then in Avodah Zarah Dafayin Gimel. The shir is shisha 6. And the Ramban holds that no, the shir is the regular shir shishim. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Dafayin Gimel means something else, that there's much more water in the, there's much more wine of chulin and wine of kashur wine, and merely have 60 times the water. So Taisus here is going l'shitasei. Ben Yain is mavur that way. That's what it means. Ein elakiu ba'alma v'ein kanesin tam. Wine and water is not, it's an isht. It doesn't give tam. So merely, if you're going to say like a cherim, that some of the water gets absorbed, and what's coming out here is one part water, one part wine, to three parts water. So that's a din yayin. That's a vada nesinus tam. Mashein kain. If you have less than that, so the pshat is, it's bat lechet b'sheish. That's the pshat in Taisus. So what does the Ramban do with that Gemara? We have this kasha. If you say that there's no din of nesinus tam, wine and water, that you need shishim for that echad b'sheish is good enough, that's so we can understand it. That's what the Gemara is telling it to Temet. The Gemara is telling to Legabit Ikam Achleikis that we're trying to figure out how much wine we have here. But if you don't have enough wine, if you say that all the water that went in is the water that came out, so the wine that's there will be batal b'echad b'sheish is skewer b'alma. But if you're going to say there's no such thing, and wine and water has a din shishim like the Ramban, so how do we understand what's the Gemara telling Su to Temet by Meiser? There should be a din of Nesinus Tam. It doesn't have to be wine. It's Tam should be Asa, because the wine is giving Tam into the water, even if the water is not turning into wine. So Rabbeinu Yain and Dva have one pshat that we're talking about Demai here. We're talking about Demai, and Demai doesn't have an Isser of Teruvus. Demai, they will make various coolest about Demai. One of the coolest is, you're not allowed to eat Demai, but if Demai gives Tam into a food, you're allowed to eat it. There's no Isser of Teruvus Demai. That could be one teretz. But the Rishonim don't like the teretz so much. Who says we're talking about Demai? So Ramban says a very interesting teretz. He says that Shmarim, because it's not wine anymore, that can have an Isser Tevel. Tevel has to be an Isser on the pre. He says, by wheat, Lamashal, he says the subin, the bran of the wheat, don't have an Isser Tevel. Even though it comes from the ground and it grows with the wheat, but the subin don't have an Isser Tevel. Tevel is dafka the pre. So when you press the wine, and then you pour off the wine and you leave the shmarim, and you take chumas and maisus out of the wine, the shmarim don't have a din tevel. They're not tevel, because they're not the pre. They're the waste product. The psalus of a pre can't have an issa tevel. So a mela, if when you pour water in it and you get wine, so now you have the pre again. Now you have a new pre. And this pre, it wasn't nigma the pre till now. You didn't have the pre, but now it became a pre. So this pre now is tevel, so you have to take meiser. Mashenkin, if it doesn't become wine, it doesn't get a shame yayin. So the fact that it has a flavor from the shmarim don't have an issa tevel, it's pselis, it's a waste product. That's a teretz in a Ramban of all the teretz. Ramban l'shitasei, he holds there's no iser, there's no heter of wine being bottled in the water. So Kumtai says, b'negeya, what's called wine? B'negeya, the bracha on wine. b'negei, if a guy touches it, does he make a yayin nesach, b'negei a kiddush? Then you need a shame yayin. A certain amount of dilution will make it ice yayin. Could be, even if it's not 1 in 6. Stam. If it's diluted enough that people don't drink it anymore, that's a shir. L'maisa, alocha l'maisa, doesn't have a shir yayin anymore. L'gabi, if the yayin is aser, it's yayin nesach, it's tevel, it's truma, then you have another machlekes. Taisus holds is a shir of echad b'shisha. He learns it out from the sugya in Evei Dezara Dafayin Gimel. There's a shir of echad b'shisha. If it's 1 in more than 6, it's called kiyuah ba'alm, it's not nice and tam, you're allowed to drink the water. The Ramban holds a shir of shishim. But the Ramban is saying, l'gabi temed, the shmarim don't have a din tevel, and memela, in order for the temed to ask for the water has to be mamish wine, because it doesn't have a shame tevel to ask for b'nais and tam. But if, let's say, the shmarim would be taka shmarim of yayin nesach, or like we'll have later in the sugya, like we'll see shmarim of chuma, that can ask for the wine, as long as you don't have shishim, keneged the yisr. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Lamed Daled Paskins like Taisus, that wine, yayin nesach, in water is batel echa b'shisha. And that's why the Ramo is makbid by the wine, that even when you have wine that's diluted with water and it tastes like wine, but if it's more than shisha, that's a sheer bittel. That's bichlal. That can't be wine. Now, there's a shmuz in the Paiskin, is that dafkin water, hu adin by shar mashkin, v'negel alacha, when they mix in wine as an ingredient, in another drink, is that have the same heter that the wine is batel echad b'shisha, or does that need shishim? Because the Shach says Eifenoid in Siman Kuf Lamed Daled, he says if you mix yayin nesach into other wine, or you mix yayin nesach into a tavshil, there the din is shishim. He says dafka water. If you mix it into other wine, or you mix it into a tavshil, there you need shishim. What about into other beverages? So you have a machlekes taz and shach, shalovim kaimai, it's in Siman Kuf Yadalad. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about beer. And the Shulchan Aruch is saying the heter of drinking beer, you don't have a din of yayin esach on beer. There's a shayla, when is beer of a guy mutter, when it's aser. So the Ramah says, it has to be in a case where you don't have a chash, you might have mixed in wine, because otherwise you'll need shishim. That's what the Ramah says. So the Taz says, what's pshat in the Ramah? We know Paschke needs 60. 6 is good enough. Why the Ramah say that if you mix the wine into the beer, you need shishim? L'chayr, 6 is good enough. So the Kudus HaKasif of the Shach says, no, that's by water. By other mashkim, that's like a tavshil. There, you would need shishim. It's tafkid in wine and water. That's what Kudus HaKasif says. But the Taz is mashma who would another mashkin. A very interesting tshuva from Rav Meisha, in Igros Meisha. Nyeredei Simon Samach Beis. It's written way back in 1948. Rav Teitz, at that time, the Rav of Elizabeth, wanted to make a heksher on blended scotch. The Olim used to drink blended scotch, and they used to very often put wine in it. So Rav Teitz asked Rav Meisha, he wanted to make a heksher on it. Does Rav Meisha greet him that it needs a heksher? Rav Meisha says it doesn't need a heksher. He said it's a good idea to have a heksher, but it's very good to be machmir, ashitas that hold its awesome, and he held it was mutter, he held like the Taz. This is the machlaikas. If you're mixing in wine into blended whiskey, it's more than echad b'shisha, but it's less than shishim. You have the heter that yayin nesach is batel echad b'shisha. Shar Meish also, we paskin like the Taz, that even b'shar mashkin, it's batel echad b'shisha. And one of the rayis he brings is azay. He says, the Ramah says in Ilchas Brachas and Siman Reish Beis, that if you have a mixture of wine and beer, you go b'sa rayv. If rayv is wine, you make hagafen. If rive is beer, you make shahakal. As I state, there are more in Siman Reish Beis. Now, wine and water, we say, that it's tully. If you have chad klas or whatever it is, if the wine is a shir maziga, so then, even if rive is water, you make agafet. So he says, you see, fakert, you see, wine and shar mashkim l'gabi brachis is worse than water. So, ain't a chanami. Brachis is a different gather, he says, than yayin nesach. He can't bring a raya from the fact that you don't make a bari priya gofen, and that's going to be mutter. The yayin nesach. But why would it be a saris afuchas, yes? In regard to brachis, when you put it in water, it's not totally in right. Even if the majority is water, as long as it's a derech meziga, you make a bari priya gofen. But in other mashkin, the din is, It's totally in Rav. Rav are the mashkim ready or make a bari pregafen. So you're going to tell me regarding the yayin nesach fakert that in water it's batel b'sheish and in shar mashkim in each shishim. Why should it be sorry, safuchas? As I tie into Rav Meisha. So I want to tie it. Maybe it's not so stark as kash of sorry, safuchas. To answer the shach. The shach l'maisa says that shar mashkim, you have it in shishim, not like water. Because brachas is totally in the shame yayin. Lagan made a shame yayin. When you mix it with water, the water is not kaveya chashivas latzma. As long as the wine is still the sheer that people normally drink it, has a din yayin. Mashayin came when you mix it with shechar. So mechdeitz it's yayin. Whatever's rive, it becomes the rive. The Bialacha Gada says, because it's a kashin magan avram, and reish dal, it sounds like even by shar mashkin, there's a din of a sheer meziga. So the Bialacha says a svara like this in reish beis. He says, if you're using the shar mashkin to flavor the wine, even if the rav is going to be the shar mashkin, it still could be wine. Because you're drinking wine. It has a flavor of shar mashkin. But the wine mixed with beer, Itainas, the beer is not flavoring the wine. You're making a new drink. That's half wine and half beer. It's totally in rav. If rav is wine, it's wine. If rav is beer, it's beer. But that's also been the gay of the shem yayin. The yayin nesach. You don't need a shame yayin. It's already yayin esach. The question is it batel? So there's a bezunder chiddush that we ask from the Gemara in the Ayin Gimel that wine and water becomes batel echad b'sheish. And the Rishayim explained because it doesn't really give time to the water. It just gives kiyua. It just gives a flavor. It says anais and tam of gam. So there the shach holds that chiddush is only said by water. By shar mashkim, it's not wine. But the wine is one of the ingredients. It's giving a good flavor. It's giving tam. And water, it can't give tam. And other mashkim doesn't give tam. It's not a shayla soris afuchas. It's two different shaylas. But again, the shame yayin, wine can only maintain the shame yayin when you mix it with water. Or you mix it with something which is going to be supplement to the wine. You mix it with beer, it's not going to still have a shame yayin. But benegay to nesinas tam, lefakeh. You mix it with beer, it gives a gevaldige tam. You need vitel v'shishim. Only when you mix it with water does the wine become diluted and shvach and not be able to give tam. That's what I would say to explain the shach. Medina is a big shayla. Rav Meisha passes l'maisa that even in shar mashkin wine is batel echad b'sheish, but it's a big shayla. And now let's go right to. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Shmorim shel truma rishim v'sheini asa shlishi mutter. If you have sediment that it's truma, the wine was truma, so the first time you pour it on, the second time you pour it on is asr, but the third time it's mutter. And Ramei says, I have shlishi b'nais and tam, even the third time is asr. V'shal ma'isa rishon asr sheni mutter, Ramei I'm af sheni b'nais and tam. V'shal like the shlishi asr revi mutter, Ramei I'm af revi b'nais and tam. Ramei is machma one more than the chachamim. So basically, truma, I mean ma'iser, the first time it's asr, the second time is a machlekes, the third time it's mutter. Truma, the first two times it's asr, the third time is a machlekes, and the fourth time it's mutter hektish. The first three times it's aser, the fourth time is a machlekes, after that it's mutter. Now, Taisus asks Akasha, what's the case? If it's rami tlas of aser arba, so why shouldn't it be aser? Even as many times as you do it. Why should only the first time be aser, the second time? If it's rami tlas of aser arba, lemaisi you have the wine, it should aser. Elamai, it's rami tlas of aser tlasa, they take out the same amount of water you put in, so why is it asr altogether? It's lav klumu. As I fectasis, so the Rishbam says that the case is rami tlas of asr tlas, and it's a chumra. It's a special chumra min rabbanan, like he said before, according to Abuda by Tevel, special chumra, a chumra they made by Maisa Shemi as amen chumra, by chumra a little bit more chumra, by hektish even more chumra, but it's all the case of rami tlas of asr tlas. Avan the rami tlas of aser arba would avan to be aser mikur edin, and even if you do it many times, it's aser. That's how the Rishbam learns. The other Rishainim, the Ramban, and Kama other Rishainim, Lishitasim, like we spoke, that the Ramban holds is no bezunder akula by wine, is a din of shishim. So they hold even rami tlas of aser tlas, it's only laf klumu that it's not wine. But it's giving tam, you see it at this tam there. The Shita Saramban that there is no kula when wine is mixed with water to give a different share in the sinas tam, he holds this mamish mikir adin, even rami tlasa vasi tlasa. Rami tlasa vasi tlasa is only that it's not wine, but avada the tam is there. They said already the second time, the third time, then already the Chazal Nem done that all the time really went out the first time. And if it's still only Rami Tlasa Vasi Tlasa, that doesn't have excuse of time, that's Kiyuah Ba'alma. Sebechumu, Mamachme, 2 and 3, V'chuli. Now, Taisis, who answers this kash, is not 100% clear what Taisis means. Taisis, Yesh Leim, Edemayish, Eimbem, Tam, Yain, Elekiyuah Ba'alma. The Mashal learns that it means it's Rami Tlasa Vasi Arba, that you put in 3 and 4 came out. And still it's Mutter, if you could tell there's no Tam, there's only Kiyuah. Taisis L'shita said there is a kula by wine, that you don't have a din of shishim, that the din is, if it's diluted more than 1 in 6, like we said, the din is it's kiyuah ba'alm, it's not called tam. So there could be a case of even Rami Tlas of Aser Ba, that we could say there's no tam, we see there's only kiyuah, and then it's not Aser Mikra din, just by Meiser it's Aser the first time, and Machuma the second time, v'chuli. The Mary Kirkus in Meiser Sheni, Perigimel, Halacha Yud Beis, he says Taisis means like the Rishbam. He says it means that it was Rami Gimel Vasi Gimel and it's a Chumra B'Alma. Ba'al Kapanim, Taisis L'shitas would hold it's only Chumra D'Alma. The Ramban holds even by Rami Tlasa Vasi Tlasa, it's Mikra Din, because he holds there's no Kul of Nisinus Tam B'Yayin like we spoke. Now the Gemara had a Kasha, for a minu, Shal Hekdish L'Oilam Aser, Mishal Maisa L'Oilam Mutter, Kasha Hekdish Hekdish Kasha Maisa Amaisa. The Gemara had a Kasha, that says a hektish is always aser, a mais is always mutter. So mais or a mais, the Gemara says, not a kasha, by demai it's mutter. By demai there's no din of nesinus tam, and mele by demai it's mutter. And hektish, a hektish like kasha, the Gemara says, kam bektushas aguf, kam bektushas damim. Wine could have ktushas aguf, it's from a sachem. And wine could have ktushas damim, yamaktish if a bedek abayis. So the Rashbam says, a ktushas aguf is more chomer. So mele, they made a chomer by ktushas aguf, all these things are chomers. They made a churman by Kedusha Aguf, no matter how many times you put the water on the shmarim, as long as you get some flavoring, it's going to be aser. Hashem Kedusha's damim is not so chomer. It's hektish, it's more chomer than chuma and isa, but it's not as chomer as Kedusha's Aguf. And well, they said that by the fourth time it's mutter. The Rashba and the Ridvan Ben Yaina, they all say the same chat. They all say that all the mefarshim will like the Rishbam. I don't know who those mefarshim are, but they say all the mefarshim will like the Rishbam. But they want to say their own noob chat that fakert. That Kedusha's Aguf is finisachim. So now that the water is put on the shmarim, the wine is not finisachim anymore. So be'etzim, it's not hektish anymore. So mel them more mekel. Mashenke kedushas damim is a din that the wine gets kedushas damim. Everything in the wine gets kedushas damim. So whatever you could see ice from the wine will have the same din of kedushas damim. Whatever you're able to squeeze out of the wine, any type of flavoring bichlal will all have the schumer of kedushas damim because hektish could gain from it. So it's all nichla on the original hektish. Kedushas aguf is finisachim. You can't use this finisachim anymore. So mela, it would only have the din of nesinus tam. After a few times, you say it doesn't have the din of nesinus tam anymore. Mashayin, kedushas damim is a mammon. Hektish has a mammon in here. Hektish owns this. So mela, whatever hektish could do with it, lamaisa, people could still buy this from Hektish because they're still gaining from the Shmurim. They're still flavoring the water from it. So everything would be awesome no matter how many times you do it. That's a pshat the Rishayim say. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Ein Oymim Kiddush Hayayim El Al Yayin Aroy L'Nasach Agabe Mizbeach. Rav says the Yisayit, to be Yitzik Kiddush on wine, it has to be Roy to be Menasach on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, what's it coming to a mite? So the Gemara first wanted to say maybe Yayin Megidai, fresh pressed wine like grape juice, which is not fermented yet. And a lot of other types of wines like the Piachavis, Mishulei Achavis, Shal Yayin Kushi, Bayri, Kalistain, Shal Maitav, Shal Tzmukim. But all these things, the Gemara says he's not coming Lamute those because all these things are Kashub and the Evid for Menachas. Vinasachim, I mean. Anything which is Kashub and the Evid Vinasachim, that's not Nichol and Rav's Din, and that will be Kashub even Lechatchila for Kiddush. So Elamai, Lamute, other things, which is Yayin Kaisis, Mozug, Megula, and Shalshmarim, and Sherei Chayra. There are five cases of wine, which is Pasul, even B'dievet Finasachim. Yayin Kaisis, slightly fermented, slightly vinegar. Mozug, if it's diluted. Megula, if it was left open. Shalshmarim, if the wine was made by pouring the water on the sediment. And Rechayra, if it has a bad smell. So the Gemara says, all these things are possible for Nesachim, but the Gemara says it's not possible for Kiddush. Why? Because by Kaisis, it's at Machalikis Yerechim Shum and Levi. That's the Machalikis by Rechei chalav v'tamei chamra. And we pass it like Rabbi Yechanan that it's good. And by mozug, you're making it better. Because Rabbi Yechanan said, it has to dafke be diluted. And Megula, Avadi can use for Kiddush, it's a sakana. And Shmorim, Manavshach. If you put in three and got out four, so it's good. And if you put in three and got three and a half, it's a machlokes Rabbanim and Achayim. So Gemara says, it must be Lamute Reichai Ra. That's the only case we have left. Reichai Ra, that was the means to pass for Kiddush. Or Lamute Megula, and it's talking about that you filtered it out with the Senenis, so Mamela would be without a sakana anymore, but it's still a problem of Akavei and Olapecha Secha. It's still a problem, it's not good wine for Kiddush. So there's a few types of wine, which is a shayla in the Paiskim, if they're good for Kiddush, based on this Gemara. There's basically three types of wine, which is a shayla. One is yayin kanditin. If a wine was mixed into it, honey, or sugar, or things like that, is that pasla? Because such a wine is pasla for menachas. Because it's a din, that kol sarv v'chol dvash, it's like, tirim enu ish el Hashem. You're not allowed to put any sweet thing on the Mizbech, any honey. So, Mel, if you mixed honey into wine, so it would have this psul for Nesachim. So the Rambam says, Hilchas Shabbos, Perech Hates, Halacha Yedalad, Eim Akachin El Yayin Aroyel Nasil Gab Mizbech, Lefichim Nesar, Bet Dvash Yisar, Afil Ketipas Achardel Bechavis Gdoyla, Eim Akachin El, Kachan Amayim Bechol Amayrif. In the West, I think it means in Europe, the psak was that if you mix in any drop of honey and a drop of sa'ar, you have the problem. You're not allowed to bring any of that. They would passel the wine for Kiddush, just like a passel for Nesachet. And then the Rambam says, "V'yeshmi shemater." There are those that are matter the Kaddish. "V'oymel nema yain eroy laskem esbech alahitzi yain shereichera." "I'm a gula, I'm a vushel shem mekanchel lechemem." It's not coming to your mind, it's only coming to your mind what the Gemara says, Reichai Ra, or Megula, and then the Rambam says, Mavushal, we'll speak about that in a minute. So the Rishayim here discuss it, and the Rishayim have two time and why Rav's din wouldn't apply to a Yayin that gets the Vash mixed in. The Ramban, the Rajba, the Rosh, all the Rishayim speak about it. The Ramban says a Tam, because the wine is kosher. You can't use it for Nesachim, not because there's any problem with the wine. The problem is you're putting dvash on the mizbech, but that's not a chsarin in the wine. So you can't say this wine is not royal anasech. This wine is gokosher. You can't use it for nesachim because you can't put the dvash on the mizbech. But the wine you can put on the mizbech, they're mixed together. You can't get one out without the other. But that's not a psul in the wine. Chay is a good tesvara. What's pshat in the Rambam? So there's a briskerov in the notes of Menachas on that nun zayin of Mebeis. He brings, the Rambam says, that if any dvash gets mixed into the k'teiris, it's a psul in the k'teiris. He asks, why is it a psul in the k'teiris? Why don't you say that Avadi, you can't be makta this k'teiris, because you can be makta the dvash. But what's the psul in the k'teiris? Why is a k'teiris become possible from it? He says, Vaistais, if k'teiris is mixed into a dvash, that's a psul, that's some carbon, that's a psul in the k'teiris. And he brings this Rambam, he says, from here, it stems with this Rambam. The Rambam is saying that if you're mixing dvash into wine, the wine becomes pasul. It's not stam that you can't use the wine because there'll be an issa because you grander are putting the dvash on the mizbech. No, a wine that's mixed with dvash is a psul in the wine itself. Now, if you mean it in the oven, if you poured wine that has dvash in it on the nesachim, as though you might say, yaitz in the mitzvah nesachim. Grander, you did an issa of putting the dvash in, but there's nothing to do with the mitzvah of doing the nesachim. Vice is not. Vice is it makes a pasles and that's something. But other Rishayim say a different tam why it's kosher for Kiddush. Because they say that you see from the Gemara is only Mamait Reichai Ra or Megula because it's a Kvei Nola Pechasecha. But let's say the problem with the Nesachim is not a chsarin in the wine. The problem is a din in Karbonis. Says, you see, Lamashal, Yain Mazug, the Yain with the Shmarim, the Yayin Kaisis, all these things are psul by Nesachim, but they're still not pasul by Kiddush. Why? Because Davka psul by Nesachim, which the pasulus is because the Ebrisha doesn't want such shvacha wine, so that pasulus you have by Kiddush also. But the other things are not a chsarin in the wine, they're not a grayus in the wine. As I think a dim by Nesachim, so Kiddush doesn't have to have the same dim by Nesachim. The Chayis talk a little bit schwer, the Rambam, the Chachmei Mayev that the Rambam bring, the Hiron, the Mayev, what's Taket Achilik? The Rambam himself paskins. The Yayin Shevecha Rechoy Mitzvah Yayin Mozug is all kosher for Kiddush, even though that's possible for Nesachim. So why should Yayin Kedita be different? I'm not sure, I don't have a good pshat. Then the other discussion in the sugi is Yayin Mevushal. Taisus already talks about it. Taisus in the Manav said, Zayin Amin Aleph, he says, you can't bring a Raya from here that Yayin Mevushal is kosher for Kiddush, because why did the Gemara say Yayin Mevushal? Yayin Mevushal, the Gemara says, in Menachas is possible for Nesachim. He says, because could be Yayin Mevushal Stam not considered wine. Rashi Shita and Rabbeinu Simcha, Rabbeinu Shmaya, they hold that the Yayin Mevushal Stam that wine. A lot of Rishonim hold that way. You make a shackle in Yayin Mevushal, they hold. So Mela, we're talking about wine that's Yayin, that you make a Bari Priya Gofen, is a kasha for Kiddush. But Taisha says he has a Raya that is kasha for Kiddush. Has a Raya from the Yishalmi and Shkolm and Avi Psachim. They say Arba Kaisis is good Yayin Mevushal. And one of the Arab cases is the Kiddush. So Taisus brings a Raya, the Yayin Mevushal is kosher. The Rishonim may also speak about it. The Rishonim bring these Raya and say Yayin Mevushal is kosher. They have a whole discussion if the Bishal is making a Nishtana Mal Yusa or Nishtana Luka Yusa. If you hold it, that you don't make a Bari Priya Gofen, the Taisus says it's like Nishtana Luka Yusa. And things are Nishtana Luka Yusa, so then you don't make the same bracha anymore. But they all know, it's not called Nishtana Luka Yusa. They bring Kama. The Kama Sugis about it. So Lamaisa, Rashi holds the Yayin Mevushal is not called wine. Our Kama Rishayim that hold that way, you make a shackle on it. And Rav Rishayim hold, no, Yayin Mevushal is good wine, and Mel is kosher for Kiddush. The Rambam seems to hold in the middle. Lagabi, the din of Kiddush, the Rambam says that even if you say the Kanditin are kosher, it like Nema Yayin Erel Nasa, the Gam is Bech, Alohitzi Yayin Sherechera, and Megula, and Mevushal, Shem Makach and Lechemem. He throws in Mevushal also. Lamaisa Nilchas Brachas, he never says a Mevushal, you don't make a Bari Priya Gofen. Magamish is Medaik, that if Adi owes Mevushal, you make a Bari Priya Gofen. It's just a Psul Kiddush. So that's a little bit shver. In other words, you have to hold, the Rambam Lachari has to hold that it is Nishtana Lugriyusa. Because if it's not Nishtana Lugriyusa, why should it be different than Kanditin? The Rambam is going on the tzad that Kanditin, if you mix in the Vash, it's kosher. Because you don't need Yayin Roil and Asach Betzim, only if there's a Chsarin in the wine. And still he says, Reicha Ram Megula Mevushal, I will include it. So Pashas the Rambam holds it's Nishtani Lagriyusa. But still you make a Bari Priya Gofen on it. So then it's, you have Taisus as Kasha, so why didn't the Gemara bring it in? Why didn't the Gemara say Yayin Mevushal? Taisus only said, the Gemara didn't say it because on the Tzad it's not good for Kiddush, could be you don't make a Bari Priya Gofen at all together. But the Rambam holds you make a Bari Priya Gofen, and still it's not good for Kiddush. So it's all right, why didn't the Gemara bring it? Al Kabbanim, both these dinim, Mevushal and Yayin that's mixed in sugar, Shulchan Aruch paskins Me'ikarei Din, we paskin that it's good for Kiddush, and when this is the best quality wine, you should use it. But there is a Shitas HaRambam, not that way. He puts both of them together. So if you have just as good wine that's not Mevushal, and that has no sugar added, so then that's talking a preferable wine for Kiddush. That's why some people are makbid that the wine for Kiddush shouldn't be Mevushal, shouldn't have any sugar added, shouldn't be Kanditin. But it's a Chumrah. The Psak Halacha is that it's kosher for Kiddush. And then there's a Shmuz about Yayin Lavan. Because the Gemara at the end of the Sugya brings down, what's the thing with white wine? Now the Rishbam says that we had before Yayin Bayrek, which he says means white wine. So he said he didn't know the Braisa. And then when he says Alter Yayin Ki Yisadam means that from Alter Yayin Ki Yisadam you see that it's that L'chatchila, it should be red wine. But the Rishbam also holds that the whole Shaila of the Gemara is L'gabi Nesachim. Because anything which is kosher, the Gemara said before, anything which is kosher but the Evan for Nesachim is kosher L'chatchila for Kiddush. So before we said Yayin Bayrek, which Rishbam learns means white wine, it's kosher b'dev v'nesachim. So that means it's kosher l'chila for Kiddush. So what was the Gemara Shaili here? The Gemara Shaili was v'dev v'nesachim because he didn't know the Braisa. And the Gemara's answer was, it's not l'chila because Ater Yayin Ki Yisadam, the real wine should be red. But for Kiddush, it's even kosher l'chila. Now Taisus wants to say that maybe it's a chilek how white it is. The Yayin Bayrek there wasn't red, but it was naitalad mimus, had some redness in it. Hashaykein, chamarech of yaren means like a very bad wine, a shvacha wine, which is mamash just white, there's no redness in it, so mamela it's worse. But Taisus also doesn't comment if the Gemara was discussing this Shvacha white wine by Kiddush or by Nesachim. Now the Ramban over here, the Chiddushi Ramban, he holds that white wine is possible for Kiddush. He holds that Yain Boirek is Goyrus before Boidek. He's not Goyrus Boirek. Yain Boirek that we said before in the Bryce that we said that it's Kasher for Nesachim of the Evid is not Yain, not white wine. It's Yain Boidek. It's like a very strong wine. That's very hard to drink. So that's only kasher, but the Evid v'nesachim, that's kasher l'chachila for Kiddush. But white wine, the Gemara never talked about it before. Here the Gemara asks the Shaila, what's it with white wine? And the Teri says, Teri Yain Ki Yisadim, white wine is possible for Kiddush. As Yishalmi says it's that the Yishalmi's mash is a mitzvah l'chachila to use white wine, to use red wine for Kiddush, also Teri Yain Ki Yisadim. But he says, no, if he says, Teri Yain Ki Yisadim, Vayis says Yishalmi also, his shaila was, is it a mitzvah not to use white wine? But the teretz was a teyanki sadim, that white wine is possible for Kiddush. That's a sheet to Saramban. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Ein Reish Beis brings all these sheetahs. He brings the Rishbam that the Gemara is only going by Nesachim. He brings the Ramban that the Gemara is going by Kiddush, and he passels Yayin Lavan. And he says, L'maisa, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, they won't leave out anything about Yayin Lavan. So the Chayr, they all like the Rishbam that they were talking about Nesachim and not talking about Kiddush. But he's a little bit bothered because that's very good for the Rif and the Rosh. That's why the Rif and the Rosh leave out anything about Yayin Lavan. They leave out the Gemara Shaila. Because a non do a Kiddush, it's not a din Hilchas Kiddush, it's Hilchas Nesachim. They don't have to bring it. But the Rambam, who brings all the halachas of Gavanis also, wanted to bring down the Shaila of white wine, even in the Gay Hilchas Nesachim. He's bothered by it. He says, Kubit Ipshad is that the Rambam learned that the Gemara's Teretz of Atera Yayin Ki Yisadim means that there's no problem with white wine. That's good for what the Gemara means. Balak Opanim, from the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, it's clear that white wine is kosher for Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa Paskins, he brings down both days. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins Lamaisa, that white wine is kosher for Kiddush, but he brings the Ramban that passels it. The Mishnah Berurah says that Lekuli Alman, there's a Yishalmi that says that Lechatchila, Al Kapanim, a Mitzvah, and a Mufcher, to have red wine. If the red wine, unless the white wine, is better wine. But if the red wine is just as good, Lechatchila, Al Teri Yayin Ki Yisadim, is a din Lechatchila, Mitzvah, and a Mufcher, to have red wine. He also brings down the Eliyahu Rabbah that says that Al Kapanim, you should be Machmir if the wine is very white. Because Lechayin is too svaris why white wine is kosher. Either the Pshat is the Gemara is talking about Nesachim, and then any white wine would be kosher. Or you can learn like Taisus, that Yayin Beirik means white wine, and that's kosher b'dievet for Nesachim, so that's kosher l'chadchila for Kiddush. And Chamarich of Yaren means much wider. So there, already you can learn the Gemara is talking about for Kiddush, but if it's much wider wine, then it's possible for Kiddush. So the Rabbi says that Al-Kabonim and Bal-Nefesh should be machmer for that if the wine is very white, you shouldn't use it for Kiddush.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.